If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Strange News Daily is a production of iHeartMedia.
In a world full of bizarre events, unsolved mysteries, and a billion stories from all corners of the globe, some news gets lost in the shuffle. This is your gateway to the stories on the fringe of the mainstream map. These are your dispatches in the dark. I'm Ben Bolin, and this is the Strange News Daily.
Our first story today. A library in Michigan has asked its patrons to stop microwaving books. It's true. Kent District Library posted photos of books with their pages burned and attached the warning saying, quote, "The radio frequency tags in all KDL materials have metal in them. They will catch on fire in the microwave." Officials added that the Kent District Library quarantines all returned materials for 72 hours. I should also add that there's a bit of method to the madness here. You see, these Michigan library patrons are microwaving books not for recreation, but in a misguided attempt to remove traces of the coronavirus from the materials. Elizabeth Guarino-Kozlowitz, the regional manager of the Kent District Library, said, quote, "I don't know if it was something that they," meaning the patrons, "saw on the news, that they thought maybe the heat would kill COVID-19. It's important to note, by the way, that instead of borrowing physical copies of books from libraries and later microwaving them, you can also download digital or audiobooks from the comfort of your own home. This is not the only case of library books being microwaved. There have been multiple cases of libraries posting photographs of the aftermath of someone's misguided attempt to microwave COVID-19 away. The Greenwood County Library System in South Carolina noted that there are metal security strips in most library books, so if you put them in the microwave, you run the risk of starting a fire. Additionally, most library books these days are equipped with radio frequency identification tags, also known as RFID. These tags have tiny metal filaments that react with microwaves, and if they're close to paper, they can create a fire hazard. So what are libraries doing to cut down potential exposure to coronavirus on books? Many institutions, including the New York Public Library, have been quarantining returned items for a minimum of 72 hours before letting anyone check them out again. Libraries across the nation are also wiping books with disinfectant wipes, or they're using some other method of cleaning the covers and binding. These are all safety measures that patrons can perform at home on their own as well. So perhaps the moral of the story here is that books are for bookshelves, not microwaves. Our second story today, the government of Iran has issued an arrest warrant for the current president of the United States. Iran has asked Interpol for help in detaining current U.S. President Donald Trump, along with dozens of other individuals that it believes carried out a drone strike that killed a top Iranian general in Baghdad. Obviously, this has almost no chance of being enforced, and the act has led many critics to call it little more than political theater. Here's what happened. A prosecutor in Tehran named Ali Alqasemer said on Monday that Donald Trump, along with 30 other individuals, faces murder and terrorism charges because of their suspected involvement in the January 3rd attack that killed General Qasem Soleimani. The prosecutor didn't identify these other 30 or so people, just Trump specifically. However, the prosecutor stressed that Iran would continue to pursue this arrest warrant even after President Trump's term ends. Let's talk about Interpol. They're based in France, and they have an international reach. However, their constitution forbids them from taking any intervention or activities of a political, military, religious, or racial character. In an earlier statement regarding this Iranian arrest warrant, Interpol said, therefore, if or when any such request were to be sent to the General Secretariat, Interpol would not consider a request of this nature. And of course, the United States responded. The U.S.'s Iran envoy, Brian Hook, described the move as a, quote, propaganda stunt. At a news conference in Saudi Arabia, he said, our assessment is that Interpol does not intervene and issue red notices that are based on a political nature. And this is a political nature. This has nothing to do with national security, international peace, or promoting stability. It is a propaganda stunt that no one takes seriously. So what is a red notice? That's what the prosecutor says Iran had requested from Interpol. It's the highest level notice issued by Interpol. It requests that the organization seeks the location and the arrest of the individual named in the red notice. Under a red notice, local authorities can make arrests on behalf of the country that requested it. One important detail, however, the notices cannot force countries to arrest or extradite suspects, but they can put government leaders on the spot and they can limit the travel of those suspects. After receiving a request like this, Interpol typically meets by committee and discusses whether or not to share the information with its member states. Interpol has no requirement for making any of these notices public, although it's true that some do get published on the organization's website. The U.S. killed General Soleimani, who oversaw the Revolutionary Guard Corps' Expeditionary Quds Force, along with several others in a January attack near Baghdad International Airport. This assassination came after months of incidents raising tensions between Iran and the U.S. Ultimately, Iran retaliated with a ballistic missile strike targeting American troops in Iraq. While it's virtually certain this arrest warrant will never result in an actual arrest, it does mark one more dangerous step in the ever-increasing geopolitical tensions between the two countries. Our third story today, a London-born computer genius who died at the age of 15 from leukemia in Italy is one step closer to becoming a saint. It turns out the Vatican has officially attributed a miracle to Carlo Acutis. Carlo, who died in 2006, was credited with healing a Brazilian boy who recovered from a rare illness after praying to him, asking him to communicate with God. Carlo will be beatified in Assisi, Italy, in October of this year. This is the final step before official sainthood. Beatification, is the recognition by the Catholic Church that a person has entered heaven and has the capacity to intercede on behalf of those who pray in her or his name. The coronavirus delayed his beatification, but it will take place in the fall in Italy, where he is buried. And once a second miracle is approved by a council of scientists, Acutis will become the patron saint of the internet. His mother, Antonia Salzano, said that in many ways her son was a normal teenager. He liked playing video games, but he also had, quote, a special spiritual life and gifts on the internet. Using just the family's small, outdated computer, Carlo taught himself how to program. He built a website cataloging miracles around the world. He also supported classmates who were bullied and helped the homeless as well as the less fortunate. Brendan Thompson, the CEO of Catholic Voices, said, "When Carlo contracted leukemia at age 15, his faith helped him to see his suffering differently." Carlo's mother reports that at his funeral, the church was so flooded that many people had to remain outside. After the funeral, Catholics from around the world petitioned the Vatican, calling for the teen to be named a saint. Currently, the Catholic Church recognizes about 10,000 saints. That's according to the Pew Research Center. These include the patron saints of things like animals, children, lost causes, and so on. However, there are very few child saints. According to Jay Breeding, the president of Catholic Faith Technologies, Carlo's canonization could be seen as Pope Francis, quote, sending a message that there is a place for technology and the continued growth of our faith and the development of the next generation of Catholics. Francis has been on the record calling the internet a gift from God and has also encouraged the Vatican to use technology to reach its estimated 1.3 billion followers around the world. During the lockdown, the pontiff has also embraced technology by live streaming Mass, including an Easter Mass he celebrated in front of an empty St. Peter's Square. Thompson concludes, "There is a technological revolution that has happened within the church, and so the church will never be the same again after this virus, much like the rest of the world." If you would like to see the resting place of Carlo, you don't have to travel to Italy. His tomb in Assisi, where his body currently lies, is already live streaming 24 hours a day. That's all for now. We've been asking you to chime in with suggestions for stories you think your fellow listeners might enjoy, to hit us with your absolute worst puns or bad dad jokes, and to tell us about your personal experience with COVID-19, the ongoing protest, or anything else happening in your neck of the global woods. Let us know. Tag hashtag Strange Daily on Twitter or reach out to me directly. I'm at Ben Bolin HSW on Twitter or at Ben Bolin on Instagram. Thanks as always to our super producer, Dylan Fagan, our research associate, Sam Teagarden. Most importantly, thanks to you. I'm Ben Bolin. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, stay strange.
Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.